please listen carefully.
Well, hello, universe, and welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen, here with a short little snippet for this week of Best of Summer on Optimist Daily Update.
And I'm Summers McKay, listening and offering pithy remarks to Christy's wisdom.
All right, well, the one I'm going to focus on today is the headline, Million Mile EV Batteries Are Near, The Impact Could Be Massive. This was from earlier in the summer, and this was one of our most attended to stories on the Optimist Daily over the last couple months. Partly it was because people didn't quite understand what we meant by million mile EV batteries. I thought that was kind of funny. Just to clear that up, the story is not about electric vehicles that can get a million miles on a single charge. That is not what we're talking about. These are not the LED light bulbs of the electric vehicle battery, right?
Yes. These are widely misunderstood on social, and people were telling us that it was misleading and batteries couldn't go a million miles at a time. And I don't even know how you could drive a million miles in one. Anyway, but well, please illuminate us on what it really means.
What the headline meant to imply, why this is potentially transformative for the automotive industry, is that they're now on the verge of coming out with batteries that can be used for a million miles of charged and recharged and discharged and then charged again and can go up to a million miles. And the reason this is really interesting is that up until now, cars that can go 200,000 miles is considered a good long run for a car built today with an internal combustion engine or electric lithium battery. But now that the car manufacturers are coming out with batteries that can last 800,000, a million miles of driven miles, that means they can get charged and reused and charged and reused up to that many driving miles, it makes them much better investments than an internal combustion engine.
So something we talk about on the Optimist Daily all the time is circular economy and planned obsolescence. And one of the biggest challenges with electric vehicles and the EV industry in general is the fact that these batteries become waste that one can't really do anything with. It's very difficult to recycle batteries effectively. There is this massive amount of waste that can be created with these EV situations. And the very fact that these can go a million miles changes that game.
It changes that game. And it also takes away one of the biggest arguments against electric vehicles, which is that, okay, sure, while you're driving them, they give less toxic materials into the air. But then you have this battery, and what are you going to do with it? You can't just throw away a battery, right? That's
exactly.
It itself is considered a toxic substance or a toxic thing. Whereas internal combustion cars, you can rebuild the engine, you can use them. And I mean, we see cars. I have a neighbor who restores cars from like the 1930s, and he's got a couple of them in his driveway.
Yep. We have a 1952 Ford Country sedan in our lives, and my husband rebuilds cars, and he is one of those types who's like, oh, EV cars, they just create more waste. And the simple fact is this will mitigate that. But I would also challenge the industry and all battery manufacturers is that they need to also solve the problem of recycling, right? These are huge steps in the right direction, right? And of course, a million miles is an absurd number, right? That people think, you know, it's sort of hard to grasp. But what it really means is that it's reducing the planned obsolescence.
It's reducing the planned obsolescence. A million miles, by the way, is think about being able to drive to the moon and back twice. You know, so it's actually a really long time of driven miles. In these cases, if the battery storage can drive to that many miles, it'll probably outlast the car itself, right? The structure of the car will not be able to actually handle that many driven miles. There might be an afterlife for the batteries that maybe it's about storing energy for homes, or there's other unique uses that you can use these long-lived batteries for beyond the electric vehicle. As I've talked about on this podcast before, I'm now the proud owner of an electric vehicle myself.
I was going to say, how's that going? How are you loving it?
I'm still loving it. It's wonderful. It has a shorter range than my internal combustion car would otherwise have on a single charge. But on the other hand, I don't drive that much. Well, especially now, but even in my normal life before, in the before times, I could go back and forth to work and do all my normal errands on a charge, maybe for a couple days before I had to have to plug in my current car. But the thing that's interesting about it is, like, when I got the car from the dealership, they were like, oh, here, for $500, we'll do all of your maintenance for the next, you know, 3 or 4 years. I can't remember what it was. I'm like, oh, okay, sure, throw it in. They had to call me back and say, actually, there's so little maintenance on this car, we can't actually keep this money. Because there's no oil changes. Right. I mean, that's
kind of no service plan. Like, no service plan is relevant.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what it means, though, with electric vehicles, and this is one of the reasons the current auto industry is a little bit shaking in their boots about it, is that there's a lot of people who are employed by not just the car manufacturers themselves, but the service shops, the oil change companies, all of these kinds of things are going to be impacted as we switch to cars that have electric drives.
Right. Right.
And so it's going to be transformative to the industry one way or the other, because I think this is the direction that we're going. The fossil fuel industry is really not where the future is. And
yeah.
So I think this is an interesting story. I love the idea of having a battery which will last quite even longer. So it cuts down on the waste at the end of the life cycle of the device. There's going to be new uses for those retired car batteries, whether it means powering our homes and absorbing the energy from our solar panels, which will be ubiquitous at some point in my fantasy version of the future, right? Everyone's going to have their own little power plant in their home, so they don't really have to rely on the centralized grid quite as much. But that's my personal, you know, distributed energy future.
I've been driving a hybrid vehicle for a very long time. My first car that I had in high school, I had roughly from the age of 16 to 29, and then had a brief stint with a Saab Subaru little hatchback, and then moved to a Prius. So I have been in hybrid cars for more than the last decade, actually. For 10 years, I've been driving hybrid cars, and I do tend to put a lot of miles on my car. I am a journeyer. And so I have yet to be able to really adopt the electric vehicle. I think there's also an element that I don't own my home. Making the investment into my own charging station in a home that I don't own is not something that I would be willing to do. But I think, as you say, the ubiquity of this industry as it changes and grows, some of those things will be taken care of. Some of those adoption mechanisms will start to lift, and there'll be more at-home charging stations, and there will be ways for people to get electric vehicles. And certainly the increased lifeline of these batteries is really, really relevant. I know that we've always talked about that the batteries in the Prius, when you have to replace the battery in the Prius, I mean, it used to be a huge cost. I felt good about driving a Prius 10 years ago, but I knew that I needed to sell it before I had to replace that battery. And I love that this changes that game kind of across the board, possibly for hybrids as well as for fully electric vehicles.
Anyway, this is a good little summary of a longer article that was published in Grist. And so go on to the Optimist Daily or go to the show notes and find this story. The headline, A Million Mile EV Batteries Are Near. The impact could be massive. And check it out.
Check it out, guys. Thanks, everybody, for listening this quick espresso version of the Optimist Daily update. We hope you have a great rest of your day. And please consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com for just $5 a month. Support reader-funded independent journalism. Let's keep the Optimist Daily free to all who need it, supported by those who can. And stay tuned, because next week we'll be back with long-form Optimist Daily update. Take care, everybody.